This is Maryland Morning on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Today, Maryland becomes the 18th state, plus the District of Columbia, to decriminalize small amounts of marijuana. Decriminalize, not legalize. People found to be in possession of 10 grams of marijuana or less will get a citation and a civil fine instead of a criminal penalty. First offense is a $100 fine, second offense a $250 fine, third offense a $500 fine, and court-mandated drug counseling. Although it's not clear how police on the street will know about previous citations, they won't be in criminal databases. For persons under age 21, the first offense will mean a trip to court and drug counseling. Yesterday, we reached out to Greg Shipley, Director of Communications for the Maryland State Police, to understand how this new law will change interactions for one police force.
What will change is that there will be a civil citation issued for the possession of less than 10 grams of marijuana, and the person would be given a citation and would be given the option of signing that citation and allowed to proceed from the traffic stop or whatever scene that encounter occurred in. The police officer would still take that marijuana into custody, but the person would not be arrested and would be issued a civil citation. If it's 10 grams or more, then an arrest could occur at that point.
And how will the state trooper know if it's 10 grams or more than 10 grams?
Well, based on training and experience, and so it will be a judgment call, and that's why in our policy to our troopers, we have told our troopers to use their training, knowledge, and experience to estimate the weight. And if the trooper reasonably believes the marijuana is less than 10 grams, he or she will take the marijuana, issue the civil citation. And if it's more, then they will make the arrest. If they have made an arrest and they take that individual to the barrack and then weigh the marijuana and find that it is actually less than 10 grams, they are to release that person and issue them a civil citation, but the release would occur immediately, and they would be given a civil citation. If they find marijuana that they believe is less than 10 grams, and they issue a citation on the roadside, they get to the barrack and find that it is more than 10 grams, then nothing further would be done.
Now, am I correct? The possession of drug paraphernalia, like pipes, for example, that remains a violation of state law, correct?
It does remain a violation of state law, but we have told our troopers in our policy that if the marijuana is less than 10 grams, we will not arrest for that charge of paraphernalia if that person is in possession of drug paraphernalia. So that's our policy that we have set forth as it relates to that. So, you know, if someone has less than 10 grams and they have a pipe or something, we're not going to arrest specifically for that pipe. We would issue a civil citation. We would take the pipe and the marijuana, but they would just be issued a citation. We would not be arresting specifically for that drug paraphernalia. Now, if the other person is charged, or if the person is charged with another criminal violation of some type, then we would consider that charge of drug paraphernalia, but not as a standalone offense. And we do hear that there will be additional aspects of this law debated in the upcoming legislature, and rumors are that that will be one of those. So we will wait to see what happens there.
You've mentioned some of the points of discretion that the state troopers exercise in enforcing this change in the law. Does it also vary in different counties? I mean, do state troopers have to take into account the policies of different prosecutors?
Well, the first statement in our policy that we've sent to our troopers is that each barrack commander, and we have 22 barracks across the state that are responsible for law enforcement in all 23 Maryland counties, but each barrack commander is to contact their local state's attorney's office to ensure that our policies and our procedures are in line with their requirements and to make appropriate adjustments based on what that prosecutor's office is saying that they will or won't prosecute.
Is it also the case then that how state troopers will be enforcing this may be different than how local police are enforcing it in the same jurisdiction?
That is possible as well. I think that was pointed out in the Carroll County Times over the weekend, where the prosecutor has said that their office will prosecute for the simple possession of drug paraphernalia. The sheriff's office has said they will enforce that. Our state police policy says that if it's less than 10 grams, you know, and there's drug paraphernalia, we will not charge for that drug paraphernalia. So that is one example of some differences.
Are the rules different if you encounter small amounts of marijuana, say, in an apartment or some private property, than if you encounter them in a traffic stop?
No, the rules would be the same. Our troopers combined have made more than 3,500 arrests for drug offenses so far this year. So, again, I don't have that broken down as to what was just possession of marijuana, but they are significantly involved in drug enforcement across the state.
Greg Shipley, Director of Communications for the Maryland State Police. On 88.1, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Driving under the influence of marijuana is still against the law. Joining me on the line from her office in Washington is Rochelle Young, legislative analyst for the Marijuana Policy Project. The Marijuana Policy Project advocates for drug policy reform and tracks marijuana policies across the U.S. Rochelle, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Sheila.
How similar, how different are other states' laws when compared to what we have now in Maryland?
Most other states have decriminalized a much larger amount of marijuana than Maryland has. Whereas the threshold in Maryland is up to 10 grams of marijuana, in most other states it's up to 1 ounce, which is approximately three times as much.
So in other states that have decriminalized small amounts, what have been the main challenges to implementing the laws?
Well, really what we've seen as a challenge is various ways in which reluctant law enforcement agencies attempt to circumvent the intent of the law. One prominent example is in New York State. In that state, marijuana has been decriminalized since the 70s. However, specifically in New York City, the police there have used a loophole for marijuana that's in public view, which remains a criminal offense. So they'll stop and frisk a suspect and ask them to empty their pockets. And once that marijuana is out of their pocket, that becomes a public view violation.
Now, opponents could say, this will encourage more people to smoke pot. Or they could say you're taking away the one thing that some people fear, which is jail time. In states that have decriminalized small amounts of marijuana, what kind of usage trends do we see?
Right, we absolutely do not see any correlation between decriminalized states and an increase in the use of marijuana. There's just no connection statistically there. And in fact, a 1999 report by the Institute of Medicine, which is a prominent national research institute, found that the severity of the penalty regarding this type of violation has no relation to whether people choose to use or not.
How much is, conceptually, for folks who don't think of marijuana in grams, what is 10 grams of marijuana? I mean, what does it amount to?
It's hard to say a specific standard because it depends on how, I guess most people would say it's about 10 to 12 joints.
Okay. Possession of drug paraphernalia is still a criminal offense in Maryland, as we discussed with the state police. Do you see that in other states?
No. In most other states, when they have decriminalized small amounts of marijuana, they were sure to decriminalize paraphernalia at the same time. Now, there's one other example, Ohio, that decriminalized marijuana again, back in the 70s. And then in 2012, they came back and realized, it doesn't really make sense to criminalize one and not the other. And so they went ahead and decriminalized paraphernalia then, too.
And do other states tend to have a different provision in law pertaining to young users or young people found with possession of marijuana compared to adults?
Frequently, young people will be treated for the possession of marijuana similarly to minors in possession of alcohol, which is the case in Maryland as well. In addition, in Maryland, youth who are caught with small amounts of marijuana will also be required to attend a drug education class.
What is the federal policy toward possession of small amounts of marijuana?
So at the federal level, for these types of amount that we're discussing, that remains completely illegal. Marijuana is still a Schedule I substance according to the federal government, which means it has no medical use, is highly addictive, and the federal policy really hasn't been based on science or any of the recent research that we've seen.
So as you look at how decriminalization laws have unfolded in the states that are ahead of Maryland in doing this, what has the interplay with the federal government been?
Well, in around this time last year, the federal government released, or the Department of Justice within the government, released a memo saying that they would not interfere in states that had well-regulated and well-controlled marijuana programs, whether that be medical or recreational. Now, decriminalization is a little bit different because we're not creating a program. We're simply reducing the penalty for the possession of marijuana. We still don't anticipate that this will be a high level or a high priority for the federal government, especially individual users.
I appreciate your talking to us about it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sheila.
Rochelle Young is legislative analyst for the Marijuana Policy Project. On our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning, we have a link to the Carroll County Times report Greg Shipley mentioned and more of this interview there. The General Assembly is expected to take up changes in the law, including clarifications about drug paraphernalia and driving under the influence of marijuana when it meets in January. I'm Sheila Cast, ahead on Maryland Morning, perseverance in helping youth at risk. Stay with us on 88.1.